I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jimmy Patsos is with us, and he just retweeted my tweet promoting his appearance here with me on the Team 980, courtesy, by the way, of our BetQL guest hotline. And he just retweeted it and quoted it saying, "I remind everyone it's an hour earlier here, but anything for Sheehan, plus so excited for Terps Hoops and Auburn today because Auburn is an Under Armour school and Jimmy does a lot of work with Under Armour. How is Birmingham so far in the day and a half that you've been there?"
And so, you know what? It's been so exciting. You know, it's great to have the Terps back. And have you been here before to Birmingham?
Yeah, I have many years ago. Yes.
It's turned into a foodie town. I'm up on 5 points towards the south. The Vulcan statue's overlooking, it's like a mini Brazil statue in Sirius, overlooking the city. Just a beautiful place. I'm actually staying at a yoga retreat house, Kevin. I'm not kidding.
Seriously?
It's funny because every hotel downtown, and this place, Rainy, it runs it. There's like 5 rooms. I'm in the Earth room, up by the statue in this eclectic little area called 5 points. You know, here I come with my meatball sub, my bag walking up the hill, and my New York Post tucked under my arm. They're like, oh, my
yeah,
God.
You fit right in.
The devil has arrived. We will transform him in Birmingham.
What were the other room options other than the Earth room?
Earth, fire, water. You know, yeah. It's called the treehouse. It's unbelievable. But that's my little – I knew you'd want a story. But this is – I saw the Freedom Riders, statue sure. and all that stuff. But they do sports well here. You know, the arena's been redone, really redone. The football stadium at UAB's across the street, which is beautiful. The USFL plays there. UAB is a lot like George Washington. It's a real city campus, By the way, Chris Caputo, kudos to him, 16-16, 10-8 in the league, first year at GW. You remind yourself that, the young people today want cities and food options. And you know me. I went around, I got here, saw Bruce Pearl and Bob and shoot immediately. Like you said, I'm with Under Armour. But so I had my black Maryland jacket on and my white Maryland hat that I love. Gary Williams got me for the 2002 National Championship. God love you, Coach Williams. But I unzipped my jacket. I got the orange Auburn, I believe, undershirt. So Pearl starts laughing. And here comes Willard, Bill Raftery, Jim Nantz, Grant Hill, Tracy Wolfson. And it's when you realize, Kevin, how special it is to be. You can act cool on the court. Like we're around, assistants there, Greg Manning and Cox and me and Skinner laughing. And it's one of those things, but it gets serious because here comes Willard, who's very focused. But when you see those guys, Jim Nantz and Grant Hill there and Bill Raftery, you realize how special it is. And I want to ask you, Kevin, do you remember when we played St. Louis? It was like St. Patrick's Day. And I remember
I was at T-Bones. I was at your place.
I love that you named the bar. You remember where you were. We beat St. Louis. And I'll let you talk about this is. I like the early game. I'm glad we're the first game. We're the only game the whole country's going to watch for the first half, which
right.
I think is great for Maryland basketball. Terz got it. Last time I was in the NCAA, Terz beat Connecticut, did a great job, and then we ran it to Alabama. Now we're going to beat West Virginia and then hopefully do better against this Alabama team. But it's an Alabama-Auburn area, and Birmingham's great. But we're here. We had a nice dinner last night with a bunch of Terrapin people. But as you know, Kevin, it's kind of weird when you're the first game of the biggest tournament in the country. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. I remember that St. Louis game. That was your first year in the tournament, and it was followed up by one of the most thrilling wins of that early stage over UMass with Camby and Lou Rowe and that whole team. Coached by, of course, you know the answer to this.
Right, John Calipari.
Very good.
Coach.
Hey, by the way, you mentioned Skinner. Which Skinner? Al Skinner?
I'm sorry, I meant Skin. Tony Skin. I call him.
Oh, Tony Skin.
Tony Skin has played with George Mason in the Final Four team. So him, Cox, Grant, Greg Manning, they do a great job with Willard, you know, their staff. And, you know, full disclosure, the first topic is about the transfer portal, how there's been more kids than ever in it. And you're trying to win a game, but you're trying to figure out who's available and what's going on. We can do a whole podcast on that, but, like, there's a couple kids from AU that are interesting, and who's going to leave there, and what's coach is going to get here. And that's why going to the tournament, if anyone's out there listening, it's worth the trip, because it's a basketball mecca of hearing what's going on. And I like, but the buzz now, Kevin, is the transfer portal already from every school there.
So I want to hear about the Towson kid. I want to hear about the Villanova kid who's local. I want to hear about all that stuff from you, but we're not going to do that now because we've got real games to play, and that's the future. So Maryland and West Virginia, what do you think?
West Virginia is going to shoot the ball from the right side, and everyone from the left is going to crash. They call this opposite inside. If you're opposite the ball, you better get inside your man and try to get that rebound. This is a Huggins offensive rebound drill that I use very successfully. Kelvin Sampson uses the bubble to offensive rebound. There's kind of two different drills. It's either Sampson or Huggins' drill that I use. And Huggins's, they're going to kind of use the swim move. So when that shot goes up, that's almost part of West Virginia's offense. Do not think, oh, they missed, we're in good shape. You better get that thing, because there's two or three of them on the other side that are swimming like sharks to get that thing. That's just how they do it. Once you get it, I like us. You know, everybody's picking West Virginia as the trendy pick. And you and I know this, Kevin, from gambling days and stuff like that. And I'm just saying gambling's part of the deal now. When has the whole country been right about that, you know?
No, I'll be on Maryland for the limit today because the whole world's on West Virginia.
Love it, yeah. And I think Young's really good. It's been good. I got to give Dante Scott had a little slip. And remember, they've won a neutral. Neutral, they're beating St. Louis, and they're beating Maryland. But I will tell
Miami.
You, I'm saying Miami, St. Louis, they played Tennessee really tough. They beat Minnesota, so that's 3-1. And then they lost to Indiana, but they were leading at halftime. But you got to remember, this guy Julian Reese was not playing well. Like, I was at UMBC, then the Michigan game out there was a horrendous showing. Julian Reese is the reason they're playing. He's got to stay in the game. He made a conscious effort to get better, to turn around, to rebound. He calls me. He's like, hey, Uncle Jimmy, I got to be better. I said, Julian, just keep fighting. Listen to the coaches. Since about January 15th, he's probably the most important guy on that team, and he certainly is today. Julian Reese has played really well. Baltimore kid has to keep playing well. He's coming back. He's not going to the NBA or anything like that. But he's really been great the last 2 months, and he has to be great today.
You want to hear something interesting? Because I don't think most of our fans would think this, especially after the way the season started with those wins, those impressive high-scoring wins over Miami and St. Louis. Maryland is an efficient offensive team, but they are 338th in the country out of 363 teams in possessions per game, so pace of play. You know, this was a complaint for the last several years, pace of play, and early on we saw them taking it off the rim, turning people over and running, but the bottom line is the league just doesn't allow you to do that in the Big Ten. You know, these teams get back on defense, they don't crash the offensive boards, they don't give up, you know, easy buckets in transition. And I'm wondering if this is the kind of game, if they rebound well, and you just mentioned Juju is a huge key today, if they rebound, if they're going to have the opportunity for the first time in a while to get out into transition and get some easy buckets.
Yeah, I would agree. It's a very good analysis, Kevin, being dead serious. You're right. Remember, the Big Ten, the one guy that's maintained the fast paces, and he's here, is Fran McCaffrey. Iowa plays Auburn in the other game. And you know, the regions here are interesting because, you know, you have a bunch of different types, like staffs. Auburn plays sort of fast. You know, that's just how it sort of goes. And Houston is obviously going to do what they do, especially if Sasser can play. And then Alabama runs up and down the five. So these are the two teams that can go either way. Huggins has done a good job of adjusting to what he has. They will play a little faster. You know, their guards are really good. The Singleton's really good. They got enough players to play fast, but Willard can press him. Now, Willard doesn't run and jump and press like we did 55, 51, right, which is what Coach Williams did. That's when you really trap and try and steal. But the league does slow you down. In other words, Kevin, you're right. The only guy I've seen just go away from the league is Fran McCaffrey in Iowa, who won the league last year and then promptly lost to Richmond. You know, this year, Iowa went out early, and now maybe they'll go on a run. You know, there's a lot to be said. Willard got out of there with a win. Then they got to rest. Okay, they played Indiana, got to go home and regroup. Sometimes winning the tournament. I have Memphis as my dark horse out of there in the East. But maybe winning that tournament does take a lot out of you. But I'll tell you this. The pace of play, the possessions play, I think Willard wants to play a little faster.
I do too.
I also think he needs another guard. Look, Donald Carey was a nice find. He stepped up, him and Martinez. They did the best they could at that position. But next year he'll have a guard in Harris Smith from Paul the Sixth that can take the ball and lead it himself. Right now, Young's the only guy that can really lead the break. You know, Hart is a slow down backup point guard, but he can't play fast. He's really more of a four man than a one man. And he's been, Dante's a real 4-5. Julian's a 5. So how much can Willard run with just one guard? And then he also doesn't have a four man that can just whip it out like Wilcox could, Terrence Morris. Those guys could lead the break. So I think he'll play faster. I think he presses when he can. But as you said, Kevin, the Big Ten, the style of play just sort of wins.
It really does. And sometimes, even though the Big Ten hasn't done well in this tournament here recently, I think for Maryland it may be a little bit of a relief to play somebody outside the league where they're not that Huggins doesn't have this team super well scouted, but may be willing to, you know, give them opportunities, because we've seen West Virginia, they can be loose with the ball. As you said, they're crashing the offensive glass. If they can rebound, maybe they can get out and Jameer Young can lead, you know, a break. By the way, I've loved the way Carey shot it recently. I think that could be a key today too. Do you like the Terps to win? I mean, I know you want the Terps to win, and so do I. Do you like their chances?
I do. I mean, West Virginia beat Auburn by a couple in the SEC tournament. And yes, there's an SEC Big Ten, Big 12 challenge. Everyone's numbers are saying they don't have 12 teams, but they're in the Big 12. They came out of the rough and tumble Big 12. They didn't have a winning record. You know, they were like 7-13 or whatever. They came out. So I do. I think it's a good matchup for us. I do think, I wanted to play Florida Atlantic ages to see somebody new, or Utah State, you know, hovering around all those guys.
Right.
You just look. I kind of wanted to play Andy Enfield in USC in my heart because I like Andy and I know he went for the job. And they're a little softer Pac-12 team, but be careful. Arizona State whooped Nevada last. The Pac-12 was top heavy. I think UCLA and Arizona can go to the Final Four. UCLA Gonzaga is my favorite game in the Sweet 16 because they will not play each other. They don't even talk to each other. They don't like each other. And of course, CBS figures out a way to have them play. Funny how that works. It's also funny how we're playing West Virginia. A known rival for Maryland going back to the Gale Catlett days. Known rival for a football. Like the East Coast early game, you couldn't pick a better marketing game. So I wanted to play someone completely different, but I will tell you that playing somebody different is a good recipe right now for the Terps because you scout each other. You know, I loved when we played Illinois and we get to play Creighton and sometimes Valpo and different games. I didn't like playing Steve Nash and Santa Clara because –
or Charleston the next year.
That was Anthony Johnson with a pro.
Yeah.
But all kidding aside, it is time to play somebody new, and that's what makes this the greatest tournament. This is the greatest 3 weeks. But I wish it was someone a little less like physical, but this is not the old Bobby Huggins beat you up, knock Mello Trimble down team. They're a little faster paced. They will hit the glass. But they had to adjust to the Big 12 where Texas plays fast, Kansas plays fast. Back to what you said, Kevin. We got to deal with the Big Ten. They got to deal with the Big 12. Huggins has changed a little, but it's going to be a great game. And I'm just really glad that for 30 minutes today, we are the Maryland Terrapins are the only game on TV back in the tournament where we belong. Kevin Willard's done a fantastic job, but you got to keep going. But today would be a great one to get.
Yeah. After a year off of the tournament, that it's good to, after last year, to be back into the tournament. So we're talking to Jimmy Patsos, of course. Other than just the teams that you're working with professionally, who else do you like in this tournament? Like, give me a team outside the obvious, maybe the top two seeds in each region that you think can win the national championship.
I think Ryan Odom and Utah State can win games, not the national championship. Virginia, I just haven't seen enough of, but they're, you know, Tony Bennett's done it before. And as Gary Williams always says, once somebody's done it, you have a better roadmap, you know, Raiders of the Lost Ark, how to find the tomb, you know. The guy I like is Memphis. I just think Memphis is playing well. People don't understand. That's a good league. But that top league, top part of that league, Central Florida beat Florida last night in the NIT by 1,000,000 points. They're in that league. Like, Memphis is really good with Penny Hardaway. They got a lot. They got a deep bench. Garrett Kelly, an assistant of mine, a player of mine at Loyola, is an assistant. Greg Manning's a former Loyola player. That's at Maryland. That's a lot of pride when you're a coach having former players. Memphis has a really good team. They dismantled Houston. Now, can Houston overcome Sasser because Sasser's out? The trendy pick is Duke. I think sometimes I don't see Duke going. They're very young. The team that can make like a run in the West is TCU. TCU's really well coached. They're not going to play Arizona State coming off that win. But, you know, I had a lot of chalk. I had Houston. I had UCLA. I did have Memphis in my bracket. And it's hard to pick against Arizona. I'll say it again. The Pac-12 bottom was not good. The Pac-12 top was very strong. You know, yeah. Andy Enfield can coach, but Mick Cronin, before Clark went out, I had winning it, but I still do. They got this kid, Amari Bailey. I'm on the McDonald's All-American Committee, yep. Thanks to Joey and Terry.
Experienced.
They're experienced, but they have a super talent who's supposed to be one and done, now getting a chance to play not 15 minutes a game. He's got to be the guy, Amari right. Bailey. So that's who's a McDonald's kid. I want to see if he can step up and shine, you know, kind of like Suggs did for Gonzaga, but going to be a fascinating tournament. But like TCU and those 5-6 seeds in there and Memphis, I think they can make some deep runs.
Do you like Marquette? I know they're 2-seed, but do you like their chances?
He's done a great job, Shaka Smart. Little valuable lesson out there. Oh, I'm not going to Milwaukee. Who wants to be there? He loves it there. It's a basketball job. That's why people are like, is Georgetown down forever? Is that over? Oh, please. It's a basketball job. They have figured it out before. All right, the last 2 years couldn't have went any worse. But they won a Big East title under Ewing. I'm a positive guy. JT3 did a really good job. They wish they had it back. Yeah. When you go to a basketball job, it's different. Shaka Smart's realized it's packed here against Marquette. Texas is empty during the week. Yeah, they come on the weekends. During the week, when they play like a non-conference, it's 3,000 people in that big arena.
Right.
So Shaka Smart has figured out that Marquette's like a VCU on steroids, just a super big, you and I, well, we remember Al McGuire. So when they won the title, but you got to go back. You know, that Buzz Williams went to the Elite Eight. You know, Tom Crean's done it there. Like a lot of teams have. Marquette, because of their tradition and who they have.
Well, Dwayne Wade got to the Final Four. That team got to the Final Four.
He did with Tom Crean. They got to the Final Four. But my point is just like, Marquette's done a super job. They exerted a lot of energy to get as far as they did and win that Big East. I have a funny feeling I might go against them. I don't dislike their bracket. They have a pretty good bracket themselves because I just don't have a lot of faith. Tennessee's playing bad, and I don't like Memphis. That's why people like in the East so much Duke. But Vermont and John Becker could beat Marquette. I got Colgate beating Texas and Vermont beating Marquette. Of course, long shots on the board. This is not a 2-1 at Laurel, okay?
So you don't like Marquette. Picking Vermont to beat them in a 15-2, you don't think that they can make a deep run, clearly.
Well, I think that, I just wanted to say what a good job Shaka did for all the VCU fans listening, and what a great coach, how happy he is there. But they just won the Big East. That takes a lot. John Becker, Catholic U grad, by the way. John Becker, Catholic U grad with me, Lonigan, and Cashman. So, give my shout-outs. Go to Catholic U. We love that school. But anyways.
A Jack Bruin guy.
Jack Bruin started it all. Let me tell you something. Vermont can score and Colgate can score. So Texas and Marquette, they're not just going to lay down. John Becker's come close to winning games against Florida State. And Colgate had Arkansas on the ropes 2 years ago and played really well against Wisconsin. I'm just saying for the odds, those are the two teams. Like Texas A&M Corpus Christi can't beat Alabama today, okay? No one's beat. It's just not. Fairleigh Dickinson against Purdue is going to be interesting. And I had Tobin Anderson on a radio show the other day. They can score, but they're a little away. Like, you want to look, you want a Ryan Odom-led UMBC type win over Virginia. The ones I have today are Colgate, who's Under Armour. Matt Langle's a good friend. Vermont's not. But John Becker can score the ball. So I really like Marquette. I just think it took a lot out of him winning that Big East.
All right. Two more for you. Number one, you brought him up just real quickly. Give me your gut on the Georgetown job. Who gets it?
Micah Shrewsbury from Penn State.
Okay.
He's done a fantastic job. Big Brad Stevens guy.
Yeah. So not Ed Cooley, which everybody seems to think is a possibility.
It could be, too. Maybe Mike's just happy. He just won a Penn State with Jalen Pickett, who I recruited at CNN. I can pick it. Old man Pickett can play.
He can play. Lastly.
I think Ed Cooley, just like before, he was in the Maryland thing, is going to stay at Providence.
Yeah, I mean, I remember we talked about this on the air last year. He's from there. His wife's from there. They've got a great building. They've got a great practice facility. I know he was close with John, but you know, that's the Providence job is a good job. I mean, it's the Georgetown job's not a better job than the Providence job. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think nationally you can walk in anybody's house. Kids will go to Providence if they can't. Georgetown, man, you can walk in any place in the world, the kids are going to listen.
Okay,
to
it. Still?
I think it's they've done it before, so they can do it again. But JT3 did a great job there, you know, Jeff Green and all that. Yeah, you got to start recruiting pros and all that stuff. But once you, hey, you give me the Georgetown folder, I'll walk in any kid's house in the country. They'll listen for 10 minutes, trust me.
I give you the AU folder, and you'd be able to go in and sell somebody. Real quickly. Does the Big Ten bounce back with a good tournament this year after a couple of years of not being very good in the tournament?
My quickest answer impossible is we'll see. I mean, I don't know. I feel like Philip Seymour Hoffman and Charlie Wilson's war. We'll see.
Yeah.
Until they do it. I don't know, Kevin. Here's the thing. The ACC's, they're down, down, down. They had an Elite Eight team in Miami. Oh, that's right. Two Final Four teams in Carolina and Duke. What's more important, Final Fours? Or having 10 teams, and we both know the answer. You want to cut down nets. You want to be in the Final Four. It's a big year. I don't know if they have anybody. Purdue, Zach Edey's good. The rest of them, I don't know. And until Painter proves it. So my point is this, Kevin. Like, that's something about the Pac-12 and the ACC and maybe even the American, which is Memphis and Houston. It's a great conference. A ton of good teams going to the tournament. Yeah, it's a nice thing, but we know this. You want to go to the Final Four, and that's the stamp you put on it for the rest of America. And until the Big Ten does it, that's a little bit of an albatross over their head.
Be good. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for getting up Central time. Jimmy asked me the other day, is Birmingham Central or Eastern? I said, it's Central except for on Thursdays.
I said, looks like we're just going to go right for the Bloody Mary early. Okay, well, that's okay.
I wish I were there with you. Have fun. Did we lose him? See you, Jimmy Patsos. We'll finish our brackets. I've got a couple of smell test picks as well. Mary Kay Cabot scheduled to join us on the show. She'll tell us about what Cleveland thought of Jacoby Brissett. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and theteam980.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Can you smell it? It's time for the smell test.
Do you smell something?
We look where John Q. Public is putting their cash.
Trust me, you just gotta get past the smell.
And go the other way.
Can you feel it? Can you smell it?
Kevin's smell test on the Team 90.
I was looking for my results from last year, trying to find them in maybe an email that I sent myself or something. I know we had a winning record last year with the smell test in March Madness. I just don't remember if it was an overwhelming winning record. This does not count in the football smell test category. That season is over, and that was a winning season. But let's kick it off today. I've got six plays today, starting with Maryland. The world is on West Virginia, and that is public money. That is also the so-called experts who everybody out of like 27 people picked West Virginia except for Andy Katz. I'll take the Terps plus the 2.5 today in the first game of the day. The other team that is a very popular upset pick in a 13-4 game is Furman. Furman can really score. They were 27-7. You know, people have watched Virginia. They're not overly impressed. There is sharp money on Virginia, public money on Furman. I'll take Virginia and lay the 5.5. Lot of public money, a lot of, you know, experts picking the College of Charleston in a 12-5 upset over San Diego State. Give me San Diego State laying the 4.5. Arkansas is one of the biggest public plays of the day, and Illinois's got as much sharp money as any team that's playing today. That line opened at 3. It's down to 1.5. I'll take the Illini plus the 0.5. Auburn, Iowa, another really good 8-9 game. Iowa's getting 1.5. They are the third most efficient offensive team in America. They can really score. I think this might be Fran McCaffrey's year of getting to the second weekend and beyond. I love their backcourt. I like what they're able to do with pace. This should be a hell of a game, but I'll take Iowa plus the 1.5. And then one of the real big chic upset picks is Louisiana over Tennessee. Tennessee's laying 10.5. A lot of the public players are taking the points, knowing that Tennessee doesn't score a lot. They defend a lot. I'll take Tennessee and lay the big number and expect them to win something like 67-49 or something like that. So Maryland plus 2.5, Virginia minus 5.5, San Diego State minus 4.5, Illinois plus 1.5, Iowa plus 1.5, and Tennessee minus 10.5. Those are the six plays. Do you have a favorite play today, Denton?
I was with you with San Diego State. I'm all over them at 5.5. I think that's a great one.
Is that your play of the day?
That was my play of the day. I think I hit that on Tuesday. Whenever the line dropped, I jumped on them.
Don't you have Penn State also? Because I looked at them hard.
I have in my bracket. I haven't played them though.
All right, let's finish up our brackets, and then we'll hopefully talk with Mary Kay Cabot and get back to Jacoby Brissett here to end the show. All right, in the last hour we got down to our Sweet 16. My Sweet 16 was as follows: in the South, Alabama, Virginia, Baylor, and Missouri is a 7 seed, upsets Arizona. By the way, the youngest team in the field, Arizona. I've got Missouri, which is a very highly efficient offensive team, a high-scoring team in Dennis Gates' first year. I've got them into the Sweet 16 there. In the East, I've got Purdue, Duke, Kansas State, Marquette. In the West, I've got all chalk, Kansas, UConn, UCLA, Gonzaga. And in the Midwest, I've got an all Big Ten matchup in Iowa versus Indiana and then Texas Xavier. Reset your Sweet 16.
I got Alabama, San Diego State, Creighton, Arizona. In the South, in the East, Purdue, Duke, Michigan State, Kentucky. In the West, Kansas, UConn, TCU, and UCLA. And then in the Midwest, Houston, Indiana, Iowa State, and Texas.
All right, let me get my Elite Eight out here. In the South, I've got Alabama advancing over Virginia. I've got Baylor advancing over Missouri. So I have an Alabama-Baylor Elite Eight game. That would be one hell of a game. I'm going to take Scott Drew. You know, you heard Jimmy P say, when you've done it once like Virginia, when you've done it once like Baylor, look out for Baylor going back to a Final Four. I've got them beating Alabama in the Elite Eight in the South. Give me your Sweet 16 winners and your Elite Eight winner in the South.
I have Alabama and Creighton squaring off in the Elite Eight. Houston and Texas on the other side. UConn and UCLA, and then Duke and Michigan State.
Okay, we're going one region at a time. South, you've got Alabama, Creighton.
Alabama,
and then who
Creighton
goes to the Final Four?
With Bama to the Final Four.
Bama to the Final Four. I've got Baylor in the South region, excuse me, into the Final Four. In the East, I've got Purdue beating Duke, Marquette beating Kansas State, and then in the Elite Eight game, I've got Marquette advancing to the Final Four to face Baylor after beating Purdue. Give me your East Sweet 16 winners and your Elite Eight winner.
I had Duke over Purdue and Michigan State over Kentucky. Michigan State over Duke to square off against Bama in the Final Four.
All righty. God, you love Izzo. I do too. I usually have Michigan State going all the way. All right. In the Midwest, I've got Iowa beating Indiana. I've got Xavier beating Texas. And then advancing to the Final Four, surprise, surprise, an 8 seed, the Iowa Hawkeyes beating Xavier. I'm going with offense and offensive efficiency with that pick. Who do you have coming out of that region?
Houston over Indiana, Texas over Iowa State, Houston over Texas to the Final Four.
By the way, I'm rooting for Kelvin Sampson. I hope they can do it and get back there. He's one of my favorite coaches. In the West, I've got UConn upsetting Kansas. I've got UCLA over Gonzaga. And I've got UCLA with one of my favorite players in the tournament, Jaime Jaquez, back to a Final Four to face Iowa. Who do you have coming out of the West?
I have the exact same. UConn over Kansas, UCLA over TCU, UCLA in the Final Four against Houston.
All right, so my Final Four matchups, I've got Baylor and Marquette. Marquette to the national championship game. I've got Iowa and UCLA. And UCLA, Mick Cronin, and company, cut down the nets in Houston. UCLA over Marquette in the final.
Very similar. Bama over Michigan State, UCLA over Houston, UCLA over Alabama.
Wow, we both had the same national champion?
We did.
Seriously?
Seriously. I've been on UCLA
I almost
for
picked
months.
Marquette. I think in one of my pools that I'm in, I have Marquette. But I think if UCLA played Marquette in that final, I would take Cronin over Smart, and I would take their experience over Marquette. That's crazy that we ended up with the same champion. All right, let's see if we can talk to Mary Kay Cabot about Jacoby Brissett.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Next. Attention BetMGM customers, have a friend who loves sports as much as you do. Here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Go to your BetMGM account and click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up and makes a deposit, you'll both receive a $50 bonus. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. DC only. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 30 days. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. We welcome on to our BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Mary Kay Cabot, who has for a while now been the reporter covering the Cleveland Browns for the Cleveland Plain Dealer in Cleveland. You can follow Mary on Twitter at Mary Kay, K-A-Y, Cabot, C-A-B-O-T. All right, we got Jacoby Brissett here in Washington. How much did Cleveland want to keep him, Mary?
But anyways, so Jacoby Brissett was someone that the Browns really would have liked to have kept. He was tremendous for this team last year. And, you know, he really held down the fort while Deshaun Watson was serving his suspension. But, you know, he always felt that he was going to go somewhere where he had the opportunity to play and start. The Browns really figured that he would get that. And lo and behold, he did. So he is in Washington now. And, you know, the Browns will miss him.
What is Washington getting in Brissett? Obviously, he's been with several teams, but everybody seems to like him. What are they getting in Jacoby Brissett, the player and the person?
Well, from a player standpoint, you know, he's very solid. He doesn't throw a lot of interceptions. He, you know, he is sort of sneaky elusive. He's not fast, but he's hard to bring down in the same way that a Ben Roethlisberger was sort of hard to bring down. He can get away. He can also get, you know, a chunk of yards for you when you need them because the game is slow for him. He sees it so well. And, you know, and he just has great field awareness. He's a smart player. He works really, really well trying to maximize the strengths of his receivers. He and Amari Cooper had a really nice chemistry going here. So he, you know, he can get the job done. His QBR, I think he was number 8 in ESPN QBR rankings. Okay, if you look at Baker Mayfield, he was way down at the bottom. He was last in QBR at 24.5. Jacoby was at a 60 there. And then I think he was 20th in rating. And so, you know, they're getting a good quarterback. I was actually thinking yesterday that, you know, the Tampa Bay Bucks might regret not signing Jacoby over Baker Mayfield because I actually think that, you know, you can win. I think you can win some games with Jacoby if he's surrounded with the right situation and, you know, has a good defense helping get the ball back and those kinds of things.
We're talking to Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland Plain Dealer. It sounds to me like you guys in Cleveland, you in particular, think he's coming here to be a starter or to compete to be a starter. Do you believe that?
Well, I think that's probably why he took the opportunity. And the money kind of looks like it, too. I haven't seen the way the contract is structured yet. But it seems like it's sort of bridge money or potential starting money. So whatever they're doing, they have someone in Jacoby who can either challenge for that job or hold that job down in the event of injury. You know, he's not someone that you sign if you do not think you're going to need someone to start games for you at some point in that season.
What kind of mentor would he be if he doesn't start for a young quarterback that they have here in Sam Howell?
Oh, absolutely. Probably the best mentor you're ever going to find for a young player in that position. I would put him right up there with a Josh McCown in terms of mentoring, imparting your wisdom, just being, you know, having the great demeanor in the quarterback room, keeping things light. He's very funny. He really held things together here. And the only reason why they didn't win more games with Jacoby at the helm, because he did his part, was the defense just faltered throughout that whole entire time. The defense underperformed and just was really bad in Cleveland last year, especially during those early games when Jacoby was starting. So,
Mary, do you think, like, you know, we saw Geno Smith, right, last year in Seattle kind of come out of nowhere and end up having a Pro Bowl season and get a big deal at 30-plus years of age? Brissett's had a number of opportunities. Sometimes it just takes a little bit longer. Do you think he still has, you know, like a higher ceiling than maybe just a high-end backup, low-end starter?
You know what? I don't know if he's got a Geno Smith Pro Bowl type season in him at this point. Maybe he does, but I think he's a really solid guy. I think he's a solid quarterback who can come in and win some games for you if the conditions are right and he's got some talent around him and the offense is good and things like that. So again, I don't know if he's, you know, got this second wind where all of a sudden people are going to be wondering, where the heck was he, you know, before and why didn't anybody notice? But I think he can get the job done at a nice high level for you. And I think he will if given the chance.
So I appreciate you, by the way, making time for us here. Just tell me real quickly, what's the feeling about Deshaun Watson? I mean, the conversation comes up every day as it relates to Lamar Jackson's contract. You know, this contract that seems to be a major outlier given by Haslam and the Browns to Deshaun Watson, fully guaranteed $235 million. He played those last few games. We saw him. Actually, I think he probably had one of his best all-around games here in Washington. They scored on three straight drives, three touchdowns against Washington. Washington that day. What's the feeling there about Deshaun Watson and the future? I mean, is there still a lot of optimism with respect to him getting back to kind of a superstar level?
Absolutely. That's what the Browns are expecting. You know, they're making moves now to help bolster the rest of the team. I think they'll find a really good receiver for him. And yeah, I think that the expectations are still as sky high as they were when they got him. Last year obviously was a challenging year for everyone involved with Deshaun Watson on, off the field, you know, you name it. But it, from an on-field standpoint, for him to come in those last six games kind of cold like that, it just didn't work out the way that anybody really thought it would or hoped it would. But now, you know, they'll hit the ground running this year. And I think, like you said, you saw flashes of it in that game. I think that's all still in there. And I think you'll see plenty more of it this year.
Mary, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it. We'll talk maybe next year. Well, they don't play each other, but talk soon. Thanks.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Mary Kay Cabot, everybody, who, by the way, in her column about Brissett wrote, had a couple of quotes in there. This one from Nick Chubb. Jacoby has been amazing for us. He's a great person overall and a very good player. He's done a lot of great things here. I love him. I love playing beside him. It's been great playing beside him. You know, others as well. She wrote, Brissett was loved by his Browns teammates and will always be remembered here for holding the Browns together during the Watson suspension. I like the move. I think he's better than anything they've had here in a few years. But I'm not delusional as to think that this is the franchise answer. No. But I think it was a really smart move. The $8 million in guaranteed money is the highest of the perceived backup deals. And yeah, that's, you know, what Mitch Trubisky get last year to start for a while for Kenny Pickett? $7 million, something like that. Brissett can play a little bit. I mean, he's an NFL starter, a high-end backup, back end of the league starter, but he's got talent. When you see him, if you haven't watched him play, pull up some of the Browns games from last year. This is a big, strapping, 6'4", 235-pound guy who has some mobility. Mary Kay said sneaky, you know, athletic ability. I would agree with that. You know, he's not the fastest or the most elusive, but he can move. And then he can make every throw. Eighth in QBR, 13th per PFF, 13th per DVOA, 14th per PFF. He had a good season last year. And you heard Mary Kay say it. They didn't lose games because of Jacoby Brissett. Their defense took a major step back last year. I think this is more of a competition going in. I do think that Sam Howell is going to be given every chance to be the starter in the offseason and in training camp. And all ties will go to Howell. But if it's clear in camp that Brissett is just miles ahead of where Howell is and that Howell isn't ready, which, by the way, we heard going into that final week of the season before they got convinced by Taylor Heinicke to play him, then it's not going to shock me if Brissett's the starter when we get to opening day. I'm not predicting that. I'll predict Sam Howell's the starter, but it wouldn't be a shock. I know I'm straddling the fence there. But I think it's very possible you get to training camp and it's really obvious to Eric Bieniemy that Brissett is just light years ahead and that they've got a chance to be a really competitive team with Brissett. And I want to make a point I made earlier to a really good caller, Chris, who brought up the point that Bieniemy's got to develop Howell. This is a big year for Bieniemy. He's got to develop Sam Howell to get a head coaching job next year. Actually, I think that if he were to develop Sam Howell into a legitimate starting quarterback, obviously that would be a huge, huge, you know, box checked for him doing something like that away from Andy Reid. But if he developed Jacoby Brissett, and if they were a super competitive team and a much improved team offensively with Jacoby Brissett, I think he'd get a lot of credit for that as well. The team had a good week this week overall. I have no idea about Gates and Wiley. Feel better about Wiley because he's played and he's played at a fairly high level. A lot of those positions, offensive line, secondary, you know, really are scheme dependent, coaching dependent. We as fans can look more at skill position players on offense in particular. And, you know, whether it's the right scheme or the wrong scheme, you know if a guy can play or not. I think they've had a decent week. They've certainly not spent a lot of money, which we kind of guessed would be the case going in. Even with Daron Payne, a lot of that money's not going to be due until next year. And so it's a good week. They took some low-end and mid-tier gambles on guys at positions of need. They got one of the two quarterbacks that I would have preferred if they weren't going to swing big, which they weren't going to do. And I think they've perhaps improved themselves a little bit here over the last week. And best of all, they got all the key moves, I think, wrapped up by 12:15 today. Tournament starts, a lot on the tournament tomorrow, and of course we'll continue to follow NFL free agency. Thanks to Brenda Fries, thanks to Jimmy Patsos, thanks to Michael Phillips, and thanks to Mary Kay Cabot. My God, the two of us both have UCLA winning. What were the odds of that? Go Terps. Chris and Pete next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.